Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, January 14, 2020. Fight for your freedom. So I saw something really terrible today, and I'm going to lead this broadcast with it. If you watched the LSU-Clemson game last night, and congratulations to LSU, they deserved the number one ranking in a college football playoffs. You saw Vince Vaughn, the actor, talking with President Trump in a private suite. They were watching the game. Now, so what? He's the president of the United States, and Mr. Vaughn is an actor, and they're in a suite. So why wouldn't they converse, right? Nothing wrong with it. I know Vince Vaughn a little. He was on The Factor. Nice guy, very talented, very funny. I like him. And so when I saw that, it didn't really register other than, oh, they're having a nice time. Well, the Twitter monsters, the fascists, got on, and now they want to ruin Vince Vaughn's career. Now, this is stupid. It's foolish. You all know it. I know it. Vince Vaughn probably knows it. But there's much more here than you would imagine. So let me run it down. So right away, the Washington Examiner writer Sergi Hashmi tweets out, "Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you Vince Vaughn is canceled." Now, the word canceled means your career is over. You're blackballed, which is against the law, by the way. Then the Palmer Report, never heard of it, far left, I guess. Quote, "Vince Vaughn had the chance to stand up to a rapist, traitor, and child murderer, and instead enthusiastically shook Donald Trump's hand." Okay, that's defamation right there. Frederick Joseph, some kind of activist, quote, "I'm not sure why people are surprised by Vince Vaughn willingly spending time with Trump. He's a wealthy white guy. The assumption should be that all of them are Make America Great Again until proven differently." Racist statement, no doubt about it. Barbara Mills, again, no idea, but this is the Twitter mob, members of the Twitter mob. Quote, "All of you saying calm down, Vaughn is shaking the hand of the man who is hell-bound on destroying not just our democracy, but our survival in the world community." Okay, so yes, these people are loons. There's no doubt about that. But the message that this sends to the Hollywood community where Vince Vaughn makes his living is, you hire him, we're going to try to hurt you. And obviously they're trying to hurt Mr. Vaughn. This is fascism. This is what they did in Stalin's Soviet Union, in Mussolini's Italy, in Hitler's Germany. Those are the three best examples. So in all three of those countries, there was a social structure. When the dictators assumed power, they sent a message. If you dissent from my point of view, Stalin's point of view, Hitler's point of view, Mussolini's point of view, we're going to destroy you. First, we'll destroy your livelihood. That's what the Nazis did to the Germans. We'll make it illegal for you to have a job, to have a business. That's what these people are doing. There's no difference. And anybody say I'm overreacting is lying to you. There's no difference. Because these people hate Trump. Anybody who even converses with the man, Vaughn didn't endorse him. Didn't do anything other than be polite. You remember Ellen DeGeneres and President Bush the Younger, the outcry over that. Well, Ms. DeGeneres is a television program. You can fight back. But the outcry, how dare Ellen DeGeneres talk with a former president of the United States? Fascism. These are fascists. And if they ever get power, the United States evaporates as we know it. One final thing. Did you see any of the mainstream media criticize this Twitter mob? No. No. Because they want, and I'm talking New York Times, Washington Post, the network, CNN, MSNBC, they want the intimidation factor in place. That if you support Donald Trump, we're going to hurt you. We're going to hurt you. Whether it's Vince Vaughn or some guy in the deli. fascism. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
All right, study by the Conservative Media Research Center. They evaluated network news nightly coverage of Donald Trump from September 24th to January 1st. Okay? And they found that 93% of ABC, NBC, and CBS's nightly news coverage was negative toward Trump. 93%. So there's no argument about whether the networks are in the tank. They are, because that could never happen. Then Media Research Center, and their research is pretty good. I can't remember them ever having to correct anything. They broke it down on minutes. So impeachment Ukraine got 849 minutes of news coverage in that period of time. Withdrawing troops from Syria, 126 minutes. Fight against ISIS, 78. Dealing with North Korea, 19. Immigration, 17 minutes. Trade economy, 9 minutes. From September 24th to January 1st. All right? The total coverage on the three network nightly newscasts of the booming economy was 9 minutes. There you go. Impeachment. So it's going to Senate, as I predicted. It looks like the Senate will take it up next Tuesday, a week from today, after the Martin Luther King federal holiday on Monday. I heard on CBS Radio, and I can't believe this is true, that the impeachment in the Senate will take 3 to 5 weeks. I'll be stunned. So it's either CBS is right or they're wrong. But 3 to 5 weeks, if that's true, that goes right through the Iowa vote and right up to the New Hampshire vote. I just can't imagine it taking that long. We'll see. I could be naive. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
So here's the final thought of the day. And I've gone over this before. I don't want to be repetitive, but I'm in a deli. And I go to delis because I'm not the greatest cook in the world. I'm on a sandwich. I'm hungry. I'm in a deli. And there's a lady, and she's very nice. I say, I want a turkey sandwich on white, lettuce, and mayo. Mayo was my mistake. I should have said mayonnaise. She immediately said, what kind of bread? Immediately. I repeated the order. Turkey sandwich on white, lettuce, and mayo. looked a little dubious. Went back, came back. Do you want the bread toasted? No. On white, not toasted. Okay. Goose makes a sandwich, wraps it up, gives it to me. I take it home. It's got tomato on it. I didn't ask for tomato. I didn't want tomato. I got charged extra for tomato. How come she didn't hear me? Because she is used to the device. Used to be spoken word. People interacted with words. People listened to each other. People responded in kind. Now that doesn't happen. The kids, the urchins, they text to each other. Very rarely does a phone ring for my urchins. Very rarely do they speak on the phone to anybody. It is much harder for them to absorb spoken word. They can't absorb it, particularly if you're going fast. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, how many times have you been in a place, you place an order or you said something to the clerk and they ask you exactly what you said 10 seconds ago? They can't retain it, can't do it. Because listening is a discipline. It's a discipline. How many letters do I get? How many people say to me, you said this, when it's not even close to what I said? Listening is a discipline, and it's evaporating. Boom. That's going to really cause problems down the road. Miscommunication is the word. It's not that. It's failure to communicate from Cool Hand Luke. And you can't communicate with somebody who cannot absorb the words. More and more and more. Don't forget, I'm going to tweet tonight during the debate. Hope you're with us. We'll see you tomorrow for analysis of what happens tonight and all the other news.